Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara Show, Power Rankings.
Power Rankings.
Pow, 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 Power Rankings.
It's Hatchimal Radio.
We had so much to discuss before the show. We've already done a show.
We've done a show before the show. You should know, A, that Mike has a travel day.
He's on his way to the, Vacation Land, Maine?
Vacation Land, Maine. And there's a big...
That's not the town. It's a nickname.
There's a big to-do where Rob and I, behind the scenes, sat here and really tried to break down the thought process of Mike going from America's Playground, which is Florida, to Maine.
Vacation Land.
For the holidays.
You know what he is? He's bizarro traveler. He winters in Maine and summers in Florida. He finds the oppressive.
Yes. He's a hipster traveler.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, he's going against the flow of everything.
He's going against Mother Nature is what he's going against.
Do you know how the hipster burned his mouth?
How's that?
He ate pizza before it was cool.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that's a knee-jerk joke.
You just ruined the show.
No, I didn't, because we have to do pow, 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 power ranking.
Hatchimal Nation.
And power rankings.
Look, in any group, there are the most important players of any team, and there are the least valuable players of any team. MVPs and LVPs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but the thing is they're all important ingredients to the team.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but sometimes you could go without chocolate chips, right?
Well, you can't make cookies without a pinch of salt, and Mac is our pinch of salt.
He's also our least valuable player today.
He is.
Wait, but
although
honorary mention for Diego,
who actually had you snowed, right?
Had me snowed. Who, as I spoke to my sister yesterday, because I'm going to Florida for the holidays. It's really fun. Mike leaves, I go. Thank you.
There can only be a certain number of podcasters in the state at any given time. One has to leave before another can enter.
There's a quota.
It is. You know,
it's actually not a state. It's a district. So they have different weird rules.
It's a district.
So I sat here just, I think, 3 days ago, and I said, well, I've got my Hatchimal situation taken over. And if you're wondering, and you've been living under a rock, it's totally understandable. But the Hatchimals are the new Tickle Me Elmos of the year.
They're the Cabbage Patch Kids of today.
Yes.
And you actually laid out specific detail on the bonus show this week.
Yes.
So, I thought you had it covered.
So this is a little bit like Memento.
He does have it covered.
Again, pipe down.
Yeah, you'll speak when spoken to.
We'll get to you. Again, honorable mention for Diego here on the program, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nipping at the heels of the LVP.
I said to my sister, I said, look, don't be alarmed. I have a noted pothead on the actual task of getting a Hatchimal. He's a bloodhound. And
yes.
I said, she goes, well, what'd you pay $300, $1,000 on eBay? I said, no, I've got Diego from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Noted pothead, NPH.
And I gave him a C note, $100. And I said, look, man, Hatchimals are $60. You can take the other $40 and do what you want. Buy four more dime bags.
Exactly.
Do what you need to do. And I actually appealed to his sensibility and what drove him. You're looking for drivers and people? You want to be a leader? I know that marijuana drives this guy. I don't know if I'm okay with that, but that's his decision.
Well,
you know?
Actually, you did it in a great way. What you did is the carrot was not marijuana. The carrot was cash.
Cash.
Now, cash will become marijuana, but you didn't actually provide marijuana.
Yeah, but the problem is this.
Yes.
That I called him a pit bull and a bloodhound. But he's been nothing of that sort.
Was that a more of a physical description or like his face?
No,
no, no, no, no,
no, no. You're being rude now. You're being mean. Don't be mean.
This is how I motivate.
He's a good-looking young man.
Thank you.
Just very small.
No, stop it.
Hey, you could wrap him up.
Okay, stop insulting him and really help me work this out.
What if you put him in an egg and said he was a Hatchimal?
No.
Okay. Just
so,
spitballing.
Again, I'm on the phone last night around 10:30 p.m. and I'm like, Tatiana, I call her Tot, right?
Right.
I said, I've got this. Again, the pit bull's on it, and the stoner's got it. And so then I text a quick text to our friend Diego. I said, hey, man, how's the Hatchimal mission? I think we're going to have some good news tomorrow, right?
I
take this thing on the plane with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I get this, the Old Testament, The Old Testament of excuses, how he's been to Walmart, Toys R Us, Target. And then this morning when
I'm fired up. You are a little fired up, and it doesn't help that it's 1,000 degrees in here.
Guns a-blazing.
But I got to ask this. What did he say leading up to it that made you think he had it already?
Well, there's a few things about Diego I don't think that are necessarily funny or we really talk about here on the program.
But?
One is that he's actually one of the hardest working guys on our crew, right?
And 100% dependable.
Yeah, he doesn't work hard for us, but he works hard elsewhere.
Yes, he does.
Like, he has a full-time job.
He has that chip.
He sometimes works an overnight shift. He's got the third shift, and then he comes in here.
Mm-hmm.
He's been known to fall asleep in studio. That's been a first.
It has happened.
But you can almost understand to a point why he would pass out if he just worked overnight at the Days Inn or wherever he is.
Yeah, and there are times that he comes here from the hotel.
Yes.
He actually comes here from his job.
Yeah, so he's half the time he's wearing the uniform. Half the time, I don't know if I got to ask him for a mint or a new key or if you're going to run the Ustream machine, right? So when we had this back and forth, when we had this transaction of cash, I said, all right, man, like this is the guy that's going to get it done.
Sure.
And this is, I feel like 2 weeks ago now, right?
Even more, maybe.
Yeah. So now I walk in, and we've got some guests in the studio. Matt Dotson's back.
Woo!
That's kind of weird, but we'll talk to Rob about that later. Not Dotson, but your whatever's going on here.
He didn't drive with me, and by the way, that's a little heartbreaking.
I just pointed to Rob and Dotson.
Yeah.
Apparently he's back for vacation.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what's great?
Weird.
Dotson didn't talk. Adrian talked, okay, but Dotson didn't talk. Thank you, Mac.
Okay, so again, I know we're going to get to Mac in a second. I know you're worried about that, Mac. Adrian
worried,
says,
he's playing a game on his phone. He doesn't care.
He says, I got you, man. I got a friend that works at Target, and apparently the new truck comes in on Monday. Now, you knew we were going, Diego, you knew we were going to have this discourse today. How close are you to this Hatchimal mission coming through? And have you spent the $100 already?
You gave me $20, Oscar. You gave me a $20 bill.
Did I?
You did.
I thought I gave him $100.
No,
it was
$100.
It was $100.
It was $100.
I definitely would know if I had a $100 bill in my wallet.
Oh, no.
No,
it was
$20.
No, it was $20.
Pony.
I'd be willing to swear that I saw it because you were dealing in hundreds.
All I had was hundreds,
no,
man.
It was definitely a $20
bill. I'm a
$100
type of guy.
No, here's why I know.
I used it today because I had no toll money. So I had to use the $20 bill that you gave me.
Oh, my. You know what? Mac, you're off the hook. Yeah. Unsolved mysteries.
Yeah.
It was a $20
It was
bill.
Not, because I was also favored by the same denomination of a C note because of an understanding we
have. I brought in a couple $100. I remember now.
I do. I saw it, man.
No, it was not.
I brought in a couple $100 because I owed Rob $100.
Right.
And the other $100 I was going to pay to the guy downstairs at the Starbucks. Because every other day, like, he gives me a free coffee, right?
Right.
I was like, hey, man, here you go. Happy holidays.
Right.
Just to light him up for the holidays.
That's
right?
Awesome. Right.
And I haven't done that because I saw a Hatchimal opportunity 2 weeks ago.
Oscar, if I had a $100 bill,
yes,
I would have been at the Toys R Us after the show, like, immediately with that $100 bill.
No, and don't you remember it was discussed? We said, and I was excited because I loved this presentation. He said, a Hatchimal costs $60.
Yes.
Here's $100. Whatever is left, you get to keep. Do you remember him saying that?
I remember that, but then he gave me a $20, so I thought he just wanted to lessen my load on how much I would pay for the Hatchimal.
No, and that's not how Oscar operates.
I gave you $100.
You did not.
You did.
Hand to God, you did not give me a $100
Pony
bill.
You're the third party. You were here when that happened.
I didn't see the denomination, but I've never seen you carrying a 20. Just yesterday, I found a $100 bill on the floor.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, what's this doing there? And Oscar's like, oh.
Your $100 bill?
Could that have been the $100 bill that...
But you're already saying that I gave you a 20.
Yeah,
you did give me a 20.
Your story's changing. It's ever-changing. It's organic.
How is it ever-changing?
Because you said, hold it. You asked if the $100 bill that was on the ground was the one that you dropped. And if that's possible, then where did the 20 come from?
No, I'm thinking that maybe Oscar wanted to give me a $100 bill, but he pulled out a 20.
I didn't have any 20s that day, though.
You definitely had at least
one. No, I don't like, again, I'm nice.
Yeah.
But there's no way, I maybe would have given you a $20 tip knowing that I'll probably never see that money again.
Maybe.
But I had $100.
It was I never received $100 bill in my hand.
You have no investment in this, Rob.
You know what? I'm rooting for both of
this
you.
This is so weird.
But I saw $100 bill, and also $100 bill has a look. When it comes out of a wallet and it is thin and crisp and brand new because it is the coin of the realm, I saw it. I said, "You know what that is? It's a $100 bill."
It was a crisp 20. I'll give you that.
No. Okay, so there's two things happening here,
yeah.
Diego.
One is fuzzy mathematics.
No. Is it possible that I gave you a $100 bill,
mm-hmm.
and then somehow, because you were sitting where Pony found the $100 bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you lost that $100 bill while you were in the studio sitting the day of.
Yep.
And then you said, oh, he must have given me a 20.
I don't think so, because we only exchanged money once, and it was only that $20 bill.
Is there a chance you would have had the 20 from some other source, like a job?
No, not that day. I mean, I got some more 20s the next day because it was the holiday party, and Rob, you gave me some gas money.
Mo 20s.
But it was only a... Did you have an extra $100 bill in your wallet
Nobody
that day?
Nobody has an extra $100 bill. I went to Good Guys with the fellas the night before, and I came to get money for my backpack.
That's right.
So I figured that fell out of my backpack.
That's right. All those hundreds were turned into cologne.
And just for context, I think... I want to say this. There are a couple of things, and I want you to back me up.
Okay,
here,
right? I'm
this
right
happens all the time with kids, and I feel like Diego's in his mid-30s, and we should probably not have the situation.
No, how old is he?
I'm 24. I tell you this every day, bro.
Okay. Well, right. You've got that facial hair that makes you look a little older.
That's right. Well, he looks 20, but he's actually 100.
Okay. So, if you're just joining us.
Why would they be joining us 11 minutes into a podcast?
Could be on the radio.
Oh, that's true.
Oh,
you know what? I stand corrected.
So, I gave Diego, our intern, $100.
He gave me $20.
Okay,
Hey.
Can you mute his mic?
I can, but I shouldn't have to.
He doesn't know how to, like, relax.
Just cool it. Life is a breeze.
I gave him $100.
He swears
I gave him a 20, but then he alleged that $100 that was found in the studio was possibly his.
Well, what he did is he glommed onto the story.
Yes.
Because Pony threw out a small life preserver, and he said, I'm on this. I think that's mine that I dropped.
So if I didn't give you that 100, then I gave you a 20.
Yes.
Then where'd that 100 come from?
And furthermore,
the ladies of the night excursion where I had to get $100 so I could give cash to the guys?
No,
hey, there's
been
weird stuff going on in the studio.
I think, Oscar, you've missed something here that just occurred to me. If that is a $100 bill that he dropped, you gave him a $100 bill.
Yes.
So you're saying that you got a $100 bill from him that you dropped.
I think that was the $100 bill that he wanted to give to me.
No.
Counselor?
No. I will not allow it.
It's like the people versus O.J. Simpson.
Because he gave you a $100 bill, and what you said is you...
Come on, Juice.
Pony found it because you dropped it. So you had it.
I never had it.
We only
exchanged money once, and it was that $20 bill.
He's like, you know
then
what?
It couldn't have been the 100.
It couldn't have been
logic.
The 100.
Yeah.
I'm giving you. I mean, I don't know, Oscar. Maybe that was a $100 bill that you wanted to give to me, but maybe it's fell out of your pocket, and you thought you handed it to me, but it was the 20 that you gave me.
Your story is falling apart like a cheap suit.
I mean, believe me.
Diego,
I would
never, honestly, and this is from the bottom of my heart. I never thought we would have this interaction. I thought I'd given you 100. We've had this conversation outside of this, and
yes.
I'm not upset about the money.
Yeah.
I'm upset about your THC levels. That strikes again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this is the paper that the problem is here is not the 100 or the 20.
It's the paper.
It's the paper that holds the grass.
The raw papers.
We will work this out off air.
Yes.
But know this. That something's hinky.
Yes, I agree. And you know what? Someone's going to eat $80. I know that. Let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Cratchit.
The fire's gone cold, Mr. Scrooge.
Come over here, Mr. Cratchit. What is this? A shirt. And this?
A waistcoat.
And this?
A coat.
These are garments, Mr. Cratchit. Garments were invented by the human race as protection against the cold. Once purchased, they may be used indefinitely for the purpose for which they are intended. Cold burns. Cold is momentary, and cold is costly. There will be no more coal burnt in this office today. Is that quite clear, Mr. Cratchit?
Yes, sir.
Now, please get back to work before I am forced to conclude that your services are no longer required.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug.
Christmas a humbug, Uncle? Surely you don't mean that.
I do. What's Christmas but a time for buying things for which you have no need, no money? Time for finding yourself a year older, not an hour richer. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Come now, Uncle.
You keep Christmas in your way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it, but you don't keep it.
Let me leave it alone, then. You'll want all day tomorrow, I suppose.
If it's quite convenient, sir.
It's not convenient, and it's not fair. If I were to hold back half a crown from your pay for it, you'd think yourself ill-used, I'll be bound. But you don't think me ill-used when I pay a day's wages for no work.
Christmas comes but once a year, sir.
Poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. And I suppose you must have it. Be here all the earlier the next morning, Cratchit.
Yes, sir, I shall. I certainly shall.
Make sure.
Yes, sir. And a Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Scrooge.
Humbug!
Ah. We interrupt with a special announcement. Merry Christmas!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
You know, it is very rare that conversation happens during the opening tape. But I will say mood has changed.
Oh, yeah.
Mood has changed.
Someone's been burned and someone's been burning.
Real quick, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike is taking a travel day. He'll be back in on Monday. You can call us anytime on our hotline. Please do. But I got to get right to this. Well, first, let me tell you this.
Please.
This show brought to you by Loot Crate. Woo! Pony's favorite thing. Woo! Something that set my kids on their ear. You know, in the 7-year history of this program, never has there been a sponsor that my kids went, whoa.
Yeah,
whoa. Really? Whoa, and they love it because everyone knows someone who likes to geek out on superheroes, video games, and science fiction, but you don't have any idea what to get them for the holidays. You just got to get them Loot Crate. It's that easy. Every month, they send a box of cool loot that any geek would love, like t-shirts, gear, collectibles, based on the themes they love, like anime, pony.
I got mine.
That's right. Gaming and many more. Stuff from franchises like Marvel, Batman. Oh, Robert still loves the Batman. Harry Potter, Fallout, and more. The thing about this is if you give someone a Christmas present, they open it on Christmas and they've got it.
Well, it's easy, and they also have different packages where you can send a package a month throughout the year, as you mentioned.
As I'm saying, they get a present every month, and it goes on throughout the year. And Loot Crate is offering our listeners a special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. You just choose the theme, the subscription length, and the recipient, of course, and you're done. Boom, bam. Each month's theme features a mix of the best in gaming and pop culture, and what's in the box is worth twice what you pay for.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
Win the holidays, go 12 months. That's just my tip in.
Yes.
But don't give Diego $100.
Let it. We'll get to it in a second.
I'm gonna let it go.
Let me just read this. All right. Ready to make everyone jealous with your incredible gift-giving superpowers? Just go to lootcrate.com/TMOS and take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. That's LOOTCRATE.com/TMOS for this special offer. Lootcrate.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
Loot Crate.
Loot Crate. Good stuff. All right. So the thing that changed the mood was one sentence. And we never take off our headphones and talk.
No.
But what Diego says is, all right, I'll eat the $80. And Oscar literally throws his hands in the air and says, forget it.
Forget
it's over.
It.
Yep. It's over.
Forget it. We tried our best. Yeah. And again, I think another reminder why the holidays can be so stressful, right?
Yes. It's a thankless holiday.
I don't even have kids.
The thing is,
and
you're
into
just
this Hatchimal craze.
You're trying to buy this for a nephew, and what do you get? Strife at work. It's thankless. It's thankless.
Like, it is. And if you're driving around, maybe you're going holiday shopping.
Yes.
I think that as far as the holiday spirit is concerned, like if you're feeling the way I'm feeling right now, I don't blame you. And is it because I'm getting older and it's not the same as I was getting younger?
I think it is really what it is.
Getting younger. What am I?
Benjamin Button.
But yeah, Brad Pitt. No, I'm just getting older.
Ben Hummin Button.
Dummy.
No, I don't think it has to do with getting older because I'm still grabbing bits and pieces of holiday spirit. It has a lot to do that there's a lot of stuff going on with the show right now.
Yeah.
And we can't back burner that. We've got to focus on it.
No, we're grinding towards 2017.
Exactly. We're going to be providing content up until Christmas Day.
The most content, I should highlight this, that you've ever had from TMOS in a calendar year.
And this doesn't just happen. But like last night I was working on the show I do for The Wave, the Rob Radio Show.
La Ola.
And I was playing Christmas music. And you know what? For the 3 hours I was sitting there listening to music. This is great. Christmas is here. My tree is up. It's lit. I'll decorate it tonight. It's mostly lit. Some of the strings of lights are out. But, you know, there's these isolated moments when I'm feeling the Christmas spirit thing happening. But I think that work can easily overshadow it. And I think another factor at play is just this year has been such a bitch of a year that it's kind of hard to put all that out of your mind.
We should shake it off, though, and bring it on. Like, look at Matt Dotson. He's back for the holidays from GMU, and he's got his Star Wars holiday sweater on.
Mm-hmm. Matt Dotson. It fits him unlike a Dan O'Brien sweater.
Dan O'Brien would love to look like that in a sweater. Dotson, how is everything in your world?
Everything's going great. I'm wearing my sweater not only because it's the holiday season, but also because the movie's tonight.
Okay.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Slacker, it's been out for like 15 hours.
Well, I'm not the one that bought the tickets. I'd like to thank my friend Ben, who's a listener of the show, that bought tickets for me, my brother, and a couple other friends. We'll be there 10 p.m. tonight.
All right.
Oh, do you want to mention the location? Are you doing a meet and greet?
No.
Okay. Ben.
Ben, you stink.
Yeah, Ben. Ben stinks. Ben should have bought tickets for January 1st. You know, let the crowd see.
I'm actually going on Sunday morning.
I hope to see it this weekend. Hope. It's a new hope.
No, you should go see it.
The thing that's killing me is the spoilers that are all over Facebook.
Just go. And see it.
It's a prequel.
Yes.
You already
know what's going to happen.
Sort of, yes, but I'm hearing that there's some pretty amazing stuff.
Look, I know it's not in black and white, but please go and see
the Stormtroopers are black and white.
No, I'm letting you know. Please. It's important for the show.
All right. Now, here's another thing that this is. As far as Christmas goes, this is sort of kicking the ass.
Okay.
I got a text from my mom, and we do several get-togethers in my family. Of course,
it's a broken home.
My nuclear family, of course, me and my kids, we do Christmas morning.
Yes.
My dad comes over. I cook Christmas dinner. My mom comes over for that. We have a huge family blowout on the 26th, like 70 people, with a big Secret Santa type thing. But my mom always hosted dinner for me and my half-brothers, Josh and Justin, right?
Josh and Justin. This is the first time I've ever heard of your half-brothers.
Yeah.
You met Justin in Fort Myers.
Yeah, but you having brothers is different now.
But you know what? They came on board when I was like 25.
They're not really your brothers.
They're
strangers.
They are. They're acquaintances.
No, but they're really strangers, right?
Yeah, I don't know them very well.
Like, if you have a problem, you don't like, hey, Josh, hey, Justin, you mind if I lay something on you talk about this?
No. I see them at holidays and stuff like that.
So they're strangers.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's nice to get together with family. And
Whose kids are these?
This is my mom's husband's kids.
Ah. But they were brought into the marriage.
Exactly.
How much younger are they?
I think like 10 and 15 years younger than me.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
So you have half brothers that are much younger and strangers.
And I also have a half brother and a half sister from my dad's marriage.
I just blow my mind.
Well, I don't know them that well. I mean, because again, they came in much later of my life.
How old are they?
Oh, gosh. Considerably younger. I think that... That's another Josh. I think he's 25.
Oh, my God.
Lord.
Yeah. And I think that Carla is like 28.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Like Carla, Mike's wife?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And same age, too.
Man.
And then she's got two kids that are my niece and nephew. Stop it. That's
I'm
not funny.
I'm so sorry.
But anyway, so my mom does this get together.
So you've got this rogue family.
Yeah, exactly.
Not one, rogue four.
Yeah, what I and you know what we do is we send Christmas cards and we wave, and then that's it, for another 364 days.
What, half of marriages end in divorce, then people get remarried.
Yep.
So there are probably people that deal with this all the time. This is the first time I have ever realized that you have an extended family that is basically not your family.
Exactly. And I get along with them just fine. They're great. I love them. They're my family, but I don't hang out with them. I don't know them that well. And so we have this get together with my mom. And the point of the story is this, is that she gives me a text. And also it's kind of weird to, you know, communicate with your mom by text because it's modern, right? That's all right. And so
I'm going into apoplectic. What is it? Apoplectic shock?
Here you go.
Apoplectic? No, that's not it either.
Apoplectic.
Anaphylactic?
Yes, that's what it is.
Oh, an allergic reaction.
Yes, yes. Why would I go into apoplectic?
Apoplectic. No, I can't say it. It's more similar to what you were doing, just like spazzing out.
Oh, really? How do you know so much
about
this?
It's in any medical book. Yeah. It's like spazzing out.
That's what it says.
That's what it says. It's all in black and white right in front of you.
So you're texting sexy pics with your mom.
Yeah, right. And so my mom texts me and she says, did you really want to exchange grown-up gifts this year? Can we just do the kids? And I'm thinking, you know what? I had an idea for my mom.
Cheapskate.
Well, you know what?
They don't have to be big presents. They could be like really small and meaningful. You love Elvis. Get him an Elvis ornament. Do something.
But when your mom comes to you and says...
She wants to cancel Christmas?
And my mom, who is the perennial Christmas enthusiast, she's a Santa Claus collection, which, by the way, she's not even putting out this year. I think that is a great barometer to the fact that it's just not very Christmassy this year.
You got to talk her out of it. You're the jolly one.
I am.
You got to go over there and shake off whatever.
Give her some grand present. Yeah.
Not grand present. It's not about presents. It's really about... And look, people, I get it. For me saying this, the guy who said he wants an HTC Vive for Christmas.
Right. Well, you know, it does.
It's like $1,000. Hey, who knows how much that is?
Keep hope alive. You know, you got to try. You got
to
try.
I looked at my girl. I said, I know drunkenly, I said to you during the holiday show that, look, I want an HTC Vive.
Right.
And I was like, whatever you do, do not get me that. Because that is not practical at this time. And there's a lot going on. And I'll never have time to play it. Right.
And you don't have any room for it.
And she looked at me. She's like, are you serious? I said, yes. And I was like, look, I'm not canceling Christmas, but don't, it's like, just get something creative that's like fun. So
right.
We can exchange a gift. I said, I don't want to put any pressure on you or anyone. Let's just have a good time.
Yeah, I think that's right? Valid. Yeah.
So, and I'm happy you said this because last night, as I'm talking to my sister, guaranteeing her a Hatchable from a larcenist.
That's right.
I said, hey, what do you want for Christmas? Because like I've been pushed back. I gotta go to Amazon.com.
Would you prefer
what's going on.
A Hatchimal or a ticket to Atlantis?
Yes,
both equally likely.
And she said, you know, let's just keep it creative. Let's have fun.
Yeah, that's nice. That's
right?
Actually, yeah.
And after all these years where we're pushing like big gifts on each other, big gifts. If you do that, that's awesome. Don't get me wrong.
But you can't get it to where you're trying to one up each other. That's evil.
And if they're genuine and that's what someone wants, if people put their money together, you get a big gift for us. Whatever you do is cool, but don't cancel Christmas.
Yeah, I agree.
Because there is that feeling of when you are in your family setting. And even if it's my dad, I remember as a kid, like, you know, dads get hosed all the time, right?
Yeah.
Because they're technically, if you've got your kids and your wife, there's probably one big gift from that you exchange in the couple, and then you've got the kids.
Right.
And that's their time.
As I've said in the past, as a father, enjoy the moment when you're first holding your child because it's the last time you're going to matter. relish that moment.
But dads get hosed, yeah. and in my house it was the same thing. It would be like he had two little boxes, and then my mom had a bunch, and my sister had a bunch,
sure.
And we, as kids, we had a lot of different boxes we'd open up with presents. But I remember as the years would go by, the little pile of boxes of sweaters and ties would get shorter for my father. So I'd sit there, and I was like, we just got to get him stuff from like CVS.
Yeah.
So he can open up some gifts.
Give him
right?
something to do
like
during the morning.
Something to do.
Yeah, or he's
going to
run away.
While we're. Pony.
You have to at least
he's
give
back
him
for
more.
The holidays.
Oscar,
jerk.
You have to at least get him more presents than his other family does. Otherwise, the trips, quote unquote, are going to get longer.
That's not my point.
I know. Let's stay on focus here. Stay on point.
My point is this. If you're listening right now and you're going to a family gathering and you know the person that gets hosed, it could be your mom, it could be your father.
Right.
Go and get a bunch of little gifts, wrap them up.
Tchotchkes.
They'll appreciate being able to open something up when holiday arrives.
And put them in a stocking. That's fun.
That would be fun.
See?
Or you could wrap them.
Well, that I'm saying, wrap them in the stocking.
Not everybody has stockings, though.
Well, you know who does?
Who?
The CVS, where you're buying all the presents. You'll be A-OK. Trust me. It's a winner every year.
Happy holidays.
Speaking of winners, I got confirmation. And I wonder what Nikki will be doing for Christmas. Could be anything.
I can't even imagine. Like, how big is his family? I know that he's divorced. He took a big hit in the divorce.
Great time to reconcile with the bride. Man. We'll see. We'll call out Nikki Diamond after this. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Tony Perkins.
Hi, it's not Tony Perkins. It's Gary Stein.
Of the Tony Perkins Show, we are doing some fantastic stuff. When you're done listening to this show, join us on our show.
Right. Not that that show isn't fantastic, but we're better.
That show's fantastic, too.
Yeah, but we're better.
Just check us out, TonyPerkinsShow.com.
Whenever you get to it, how about now?
The Tony Perkins Show.
As we all know, the holidays are fast approaching. And you must be looking for the perfect gift. We were just discussing it. This would be a great gift for Dad. Omaha Steaks.
Yes!
Oh my God, it's the greatest. Let me tell you about how Omaha Steaks and how you can, for under $50, it's $49.99, you can get our TMOS family gift pack. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar and you get 77% off. Omaha Steaks has unique gifts for gourmet food lovers. All the best steaks, flavorful, tender aged beef, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, they have everything. It's a perfect gift. Plus, you can skip the malls, the lines, and the crowds. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving exclusive savings to our listeners. Listen to what you can get for under $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, and their burgers are unreal. I love grilling burgers
phenomenal,
in the wintertime.
Phenomenal.
Just throw them on the grill. You are good to go. 12-ounce package of the all-beef meatballs that Mike loves. Four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages free. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type TMOS in the search bar, and add the family gift pack to your cart. It's only $49.99. omahasteaks.com, TMOS in the search bar, and you get 77% savings on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you, Omaha Steaks.
Woo!
The best. Now. Yep.
That cooler right in front of your old man.
Oh, yeah.
Holidays.
He will love it.
It's really loud.
He will love it. But you know who else? I wonder if... are we giving gifts to our contributors this year as a show?
As far as, I don't think we've ever done that.
No. Well, the whole pay thing is sort of still up in the air, right, for Nikki?
Yeah, but we've never actually paid any of our.
We've not rewarded them.
Did Dynamite used to pay people?
Well, it depends.
Like that would call in like movie reviewers?
Depended on the contributor, yeah.
Like, but, give me an example.
For example, I believe Charlie Stossel, who was our movie reviewer for years, he got plugs. Rudy Martsky worked for plugs. But then when we had Rich Eisen from the NFL Network, that was a paid deal. So it depended on the contributor.
How much did Eisen get paid? Statute limitations are up.
You know what? I honestly don't remember.
It was a $100 bill.
On that note.
He might be right. From Pahrump, Nevada, the voice of fantasy football, courtesy of the Mike O'Mara Show, calling Nikki Diamond, who did confirm, so he should be standing by.
By the way, if you're waiting for the fruitcakes, we will be giving them away
Hello.
Soon.
Nicholas!
Nikki Diamond!
Hey, hey.
Merry Christmas.
Robert. a couple things, Nikki, before we jump right into the foosball. Let's clarify that Mike O'Mara is not with us this week, but he wants to extend to you a very happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Because this will be Nikki's last appearance
yes.
of calendar year 2016.
Oh, really? What's going on next week?
Well, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas, and I mean, he could technically come on Wednesday.
What? Yeah, I guess he could.
Yeah. Are you busy next Wednesday?
I mean, are you trying to make room for me? You're trying to push me aside. I mean, it's a real simple concept.
We were trying to give you some time off for the holidays.
Yeah, yeah. Nikki, what are you doing for the holidays? Let's say this is your last appearance of 2016. Going into 2017.
Okay.
What are your plans for? We've never really asked you this. Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah. Do you observe?
What do I mean, do I celebrate? I mean, no, not really. No, I don't really do anything.
Hanukkah?
Big Kwanzaa guy. Come on. No. Look, are we doing a gift exchange? I mean, I thought we're going to have a whole thing, draw names or whatever.
Oh, you wanted to do Secret Santa?
No. We're not doing that. We've never really done that on the program.
Write names, fold them up, put them in a hat, pass it around, draw them. Do this.
No, Nikki, this is kind of strange. A, we didn't talk about this before the show.
And then it's last minute.
And then B, there's not enough people here to do any type of Secret Santa. We've got like a ragtag crew and a criminal.
And Mike isn't here, so we'd have to be excluding him.
Yes.
Have you guys just given up on the show today? I mean, are you...
No. Mike is in Boston right now.
He is.
Yeah, and we're doing the program.
The man lives in Florida, right?
Yes.
Who travels to the Northeast in the winter? I mean, I don't... Huh. That's the thing opposite. Did he look at the temperature and said, 8 degrees? You know what? Let's take a ride there. He's in Florida, 80 degrees. Who I don't... Is he watching... Is he at the Star Wars movie? Is that what's happening? Star Wars.
That's
son of a bitch.
Well, again, I'm taking from our conversation is you want to celebrate Christmas. We won't be able to do your Secret
like
Santa
Christmas.
Request. Who are you spending Christmas with this year?
Yeah.
I'll probably go down to Mom's Diner again. It's a very nice place. They open on Christmas. So have a nice buffet.
You get there? What will you have the delicious roast turkey?
I have the turkey, the ham. They have it all there, Rob. It's just like being at home.
Now, will you be dining with anybody?
Whoever's there, I'll sit with them. Sure, whatever.
Yeah. Now, I know that you are coming off of a marriage. It might be a great time to have a date. Holiday time? Giving mood?
Well, again, the Merle Rogers just doesn't return my... Maybe, I don't know. I called a number at some restaurant. I don't think it's really her number.
She's not local. There is a girl in Las Vegas called Jolene White.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's very fetching.
Oh, okay. Jolene, the song?
Yeah, sure. She's a song.
She works for a chocolate company.
Yes, she does.
Mm. Okay. I like chocolate. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, stalk her on my Facebook page. She's a friend of mine.
I will find her. Jolene, you and me, baby. I like chocolate. She likes Vegas. Let's have sex.
That's a good plan. That's a pretty good plan.
That's an aggressive equation if I've ever heard one.
It's late in the year. You got to make a move here, sweetie boy. Hey, I got a situation for you guys. I wish Mike was here for this, but you guys are my friends, and me and my buddy Phil are opening up a bar. We got some big news. We're going to open up the Light 'Em Up Lounge, and
whoa.
A little bit of a cash flow situation.
Right.
So I have a great opportunity to get you guys in on the ground floor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you down for $5,000 each. Is that okay?
No. We have no investment dollars. We have a cash flow situation.
Exactly. Maybe a Kickstarter might be the way to go for you.
I'm giving you a way to make money, so I'm giving you something. I give you fantasy advice. And now I give you an opportunity, and then you give me the money. That's how a relationship works. Scratch back, scratch other back.
What's the theme? What is the theme of the Light 'Em Up Lounge? What is it going to be? When I walk in there, what am I going to see?
It's a gay bar. It's a sports bar. Come on.
It's a gay sports bar?
It's a gay sports bar. Yes.
It's sort of a niche market.
All WNBA. Diving.
Okay.
Come on.
I tell you what. I can't do $5,000, and I can't speak for Mike or Oscar. Okay. But I'm in for $80.
All right. Deal. All right.
$80.
Really well. Yeah. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. Hey, I want to ask you something about fantasy.
Okay, sure.
Can we do that? Are we done talking bar talk?
I don't even know how you're going to open a bar with that little money.
Well, $80 is just part of it.
Yeah, but still.
It's a small place.
He's crowdfunding with the two broke guys on the show.
It's a gay sports
bar. Mike's going to Maine just for the fun of it, so apparently he's got extra money. So, you know what? I'll talk to Mike. Can I have his number?
Yeah, I will email you his home number.
All right, let's get into your picks.
All right. Nikki. The Kansas City Chiefs tight end, Travis Kelce, he has eclipsed the 100-yard mark in four games straight. Will he go for a fifth week?
This guy is on a roll. Ride him out, Spiewak. Travis Kelce, top tight end going today. I say yes. Ride him out. Good job. See? I mean, this guy makes good decisions. The $80, I mean, it could be $100, too. Don't get stuck in.
All right, let's go up to $100 and know this.
Put that dog in you. Let's put it to $200, okay?
After the show today, I'm driving to Boston.
Nikki.
Oh, that's nice. It's warm there with Mike.
Nikki, look, I know that I haven't had the best track record this season, and I'm actually subscribing to Mike's playbook, where Mike now, he's looking for players that are questionable, because if they go, the idea is that the rest of the fantasy players probably didn't pick him.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that strategy? Because I've got T.Y. Hilton, who didn't practice on Thursday because he has a back injury, but he still may go. He's questionable.
I think that strategy is questionable. I mean, is this a real question? Hey, that guy might not play. Let's put faith down.
High risk, high reward.
What are you talking about?
So, what would you say is Oscar's smart play? Who should he go with?
Play someone who's going to play. They're not hurt. How about that? Two legs, they can run.
Sounds good.
You know, they give you this information to help you make a decision, and the information says that you shouldn't go with that guy, and you take that information and you say, I'm going to go with it. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, hey, look at the weather. It's 4 degrees below zero in Maine. Let's get on a plane.
Nikki, in my defense, he didn't practice last Friday, and he still played the entire game on Let's Pass Sunday, so he could play again.
Okay. Well, you know what? Why don't you find Adrian Peterson? He hasn't played all year. Maybe we should play him. He's really rested.
That's right. Extraordinarily well rested.
Time for your diamond pick of the week.
Diamond pick of the week.
Look, you know, there's one thing I know in this sport of football, that the Washington Redskins, when they play at home on Monday night, they don't do so well. And Cam Newton is coming to town. They're having a bad year. But Cam, he does one thing, and that's defeat the Redskins. He always plays well. It's Monday night. It's NDC, where the Redskins always choke. Cam Newton, Merry Christmas. Light him up, Cam!
Thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you, Nikki.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Good luck. Good luck. Goodbye.
Put it in your Vendo. All right.
Vendo.
Isn't that what it's called?
Venmo.
Venmo. See, that's the problem. Nikki has a Vendo account.
Knockoff.
Yeah, some sort of cheap knockoff. None of the checks are clearing.
Made in China.
It's a Chinese Vendo. We're going to take a break. Come back. Someone played a prank on me last night, Oscar. Surprised
Ooh,
me.
Pranks.
It very much surprised me.
Really?
And we'll discuss it after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Donuts.
Have you ever been kicked out of a Chinese buffet just because you've been there for 6 hours?
That's got to be a restaurant record.
Have you ever made a Thanksgiving turkey stuffed with White Castle hamburgers? Don't knock it. It's a real thing, and it's delicious.
It's a slideration.
Then check out the TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Courage. It's an internet group on the Facebook. Pastor Honey Jr.
I have not yet joined. Probably should.
It's on the Facebook.
It's on the Facebook. Just check it out. It's right by Vendo. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show, pardon me, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Oscar, no matter who you're shopping for, Sherry's Berries is the perfect gift. And if you don't know what they are, get your head out of the ground. We're talking about freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. That's a 30% savings, over a 30% savings, or doppelberries. You can double the berries for only $10 more. All you need to do to take care of this deal is our code TMOS. That's all you need, those four letters. Massive, fresh, juicy, gourmet berries as big as your head, dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness, plus decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts and swizzles. Sherry's Berries is more than just berries. They've also added amazing new seasonal treats just in time for the holidays. Christmas is only 9 days away, folks. You got to get on this. Time is running out, so choose a gift from Sherry's Berries' incredible selection, and you can skip the crowds and the hassle altogether. Just go to berries.com and send a gift they'll love delivered on the day you choose, guaranteed. With Christmas right around the corner, the only way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries deal and help support our show is this. Visit berries.com. That's That's BERRIES.com. And click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, then type in TMOS. Sherry's Berries has something for everyone and every taste. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in TMOS. So do it. Now, last night I was down in the basement working on my music show, and that's a time that the family really does leave me alone because there's a live mic and they know that I'm happy and they don't want anything to do with me. And Carrie comes down with the dog and she says, go look in our front yard. And there's a tone to her voice that, like, I've done something wrong.
Like, something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
Because she runs your life.
And no. As a matter of fact, the reason that it was a bit off-putting is that she never comes down at that time. So I was like, okay.
It was weird. Yeah.
So there was 2.5 minutes left in the record. So I go and I look outside. And in my front yard, I will show you a photograph of it, there's about 2 dozen of these candy canes jammed in my front yard. You see, these are probably like a 3 foot tall red plastic candy cane. And there's a sign. I'll show you this photograph here. And it says, you've been caned.
Oh, my God.
And the thing is that I don't know how they did this without us knowing, because Linus will bark at a bag blowing by in our front yard.
Yes.
But he lets people come and put all these candy canes in our front yard. Yeah. And it turns out taped to our front door, our friends, Christy and Doug, did a donation at their church. And they actually had our yard caned as a prank and to raise money for their church. But what I didn't realize is, as I was on my way in this morning, I heard this weird rattling in my car.
Yeah.
And I thought, sure, my transmission was going. And I looked, and they had hung candy canes on the passenger door handle of my car. Mm-hmm. Well, those two candy canes are now on the Dulles Toll Road.
Oh.
But the thing is, once they blew off, the rattling stopped. So, we went out, and we have for 48 hours.
That's really sweet.
It was very surprising that we did not expect
your purchase. This is what they did for you.
Right.
It supports deep friendships, hard work, developing work ethic, feeding the hungry, connecting with the lonely, making homes drier and safer, teaching patience and perseverance, growing faith, sharing God's love with the next generation, and teaching and learning skills.
But it was nice. They did that through their church, but it did totally surprise me.
I didn't know you had religious friends.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, because usually atheists don't have religious friends, right?
I don't think I'm an atheist, Oscar. I'm just godless. I believe. Baptize my children. But no, that's what they did. It was a very surprise.
Sweet.
And it's a wonderful garish way to decorate for the holidays. But it made me recall some of the other pranks that I've seen with Christmas decorations.
How did Carrie know that they were a part of it?
Because it was written on there was another letter that was taped.
But did Carrie know that the initial caning, and not the caning that they do in Southeast Asia.
Right.
The caning that actually happened in your front yard. Did she know that it was a prank that was incoming?
No, we had no idea. We only found out about it when she went outside and saw them. So I don't know how they did it. And stick it in frozen ground, they were fast.
Where are your kids?
The kids, who cares? Okay. So anyway, they're in their rooms avoiding all
responsibility. They probably would have thought it was funny,
right? Yeah, I'm sure they would have liked it. My Aunt Peggy used to have big lighted letters on her front yard. And she had a great house on a hill that when you drove by, you could see it. And the letters said, Noel.
No.
And invariably, neighborhood kids would come 3-4 times a year and rearrange them so her front yard said Leon.
Leon!
And huge lighted letters. And then the other great thing, and you see this often, and this one always makes me laugh, it's reminiscent of Mike's Tipsy Elf sweater, is the people that have those light-up deer in their front yard.
Yeah, of course.
You sneak in and you arrange them and put them in amorous positions. And so these are some great Christmas pranks. However, the Leon prank and the deer prank, neither one of those benefit children. But I always enjoyed them.
Well, they're very sweet.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that have Noel letters around the house. They don't always have to be huge and lit up. Change them to say Leon. It's a good gag.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about just lights in general here and there. Mm-hmm. And after the show, like how you light up your house, yada, yada, yada. There was on the news. A story where you have this big house with all these lights, you know, these competition lighthouses.
Yeah, I have one of them in my neighborhood.
You
that's
do?
Always on the Today Show. I know the family, the Bullis family.
How much money do you think they spend on those lights?
They spend a lot of money, but they also take donations for a specific charity every year.
That's cool. So they're raising dollars for a charity.
But they lay out the money themselves. And they're good people. They're a great family.
There's also a new show on, it's like a seasonal show on, I want to say HGTV, where they have like a holiday light war.
I hate that show.
Why?
Oh, because the people are such dicks.
So you take it at all.
This year, Santa is going to light up and move to the right.
So the people on that program,
yeah,
they really, really go out of their way. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow, if that's your passion, you bring joy to the holidays, well, who am I to say don't do it, right?
Right, right.
So, but what if you're their neighbor, right?
Do you know, it's funny you bring this up. Another family I know, they just moved away last year, the Millers. They moved to New York, and they sold their house in the summertime because they didn't want people to know that they lived across the street from the holiday display house because they literally have to blanket up their front windows.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it is. I mean, and there's,
oh my God,
there's music. I believe this year the lights are dancing to Pharrell. And so, I mean, at night, not only is it the lights and the noise, traffic. Because
yeah,
keep in mind, this is a residential.
Yeah. It's a destination.
It is. It is.
Right?
And so this is, they said to the real estate agent, we got to move this by October or we're done till January.
It's curtains.
Yeah, it is curtains.
So
they need curtains.
This one creative neighbor in, next to one of these like cartoon size houses yeah. that are lit up actually went out of the way to get, it's five letters, right? If I'm not mistaken. The letter D, the letter I, the letter T, and the letter O, and then an arrow.
Oh, ditto.
Yeah, so ditto with the arrow pointing to the lit up house.
Okay, so they're getting credit for being there.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which I thought was creative.
I like that
right?
idea.
Right, because you don't have to fight the light war. You're just saying,
exactly.
I'm in too.
Yeah, I'm glomming
well.
On. That's right.
Yes.
And besides, my lights dim every time they turn it on. What do they say in Ms. Doubtfire? It's like a prison movie. The lights dim.
Yeah.
Pony boy.
So in Virginia Beach, there's a street that does a very similar thing. There's a couple of streets in the one of the wealthy neighborhoods. So mm-hmm. every house
so where
sets
your mom
up
lives?
All these lights. Across from where my mom
I
lives.
See. Oh.
So we were driving
on
through
the
there
poor
one
side
time.
Of town.
And every single house has like the maximum number of lights that you can put on a house. And there's this one guy who just hates this. So what he did was he just got a huge ball of lights and a Grinch doll. And just had it looked like the Grinch had pulled all the lights off of his house.
Oh, and stealing them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's doing shtick, but you know he's just trying to get out of having to set everything up.
You know what? In a way, he craves attention more than anyone else.
Yeah, because he's a contrarian.
Yeah, he is.
Right?
He's a dick, right?
I don't know.
Let's
go beat him up.
When
I
was a kid, I remember being a foreigner and being in the back of an 81 Corolla and driving through these neighborhoods because as a kid, houses that are lit up like that, they might as well be Disney World for you.
Yeah, it is. It
right?
has a certain Las Vegas sort of element
yeah.
to it. I love lights.
Yeah, I love seeing it.
Yeah, and we have a pretty good street for it. We
yeah,
do.
It's a lot of fun, man.
I like it. I do. But as
can you
far
take
as,
a picture for me next this season?
Yeah.
Just so I can check it out?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Beats visiting me, doesn't it? Hey, I was thinking of coming out and, you know, spreading holiday cheer, but you can just text me. I'll get to it after the text from my mom that says, no gifts this year, right? I was like, okay, sure. Last fruitcake giveaway of
Whoa.
The year.
Can you give some perspective on
sure.
how many we've given away and really how successful?
Yes, well, we've done very well.
Yes,
this has
we've been so far.
This has been our best year yet. Is the, of course, the Mike O'Mara Show's 12 Days of Fruitcake, in which this is our 12th contestant. Going in today, we are 10 for 11. We've had 8 people at home and 2 people that have won via answering machine. And somehow I like those even better. Now, this has been a progressive jackpot, meaning that if someone loses, the next day the prize is added to it. But we can't do that because today's our last day. So today I guarantee we will have a winner before we leave the house, okay?
Yes.
All right, and this comes from Newark, Delaware, and it reads, Dear Casey, there are so many great winners this year with amazing stories. I'm just a drunk dad trying to buy all my kids all the stuff they want so they'll think I have some value in their lives. Every November leading up to the holidays, they know Daddy is going to see the Mike O'Mara Show. First it was Falls Church, then Reno, then D.C., now New Orleans. They cry, I cry too, but I cry from laughter. But I'd rather spend time with the show than with my kids. I think you understand. Thanks for being better than my crappy kids. They are sucky little crybabies. Maybe a fruitcake will make them understand that the holiday is special. Maybe not. Don't send me a fruitcake for me. Send it for my stupid kids. So ungrateful. I hate them. But maybe this will matter. Signed, Chad Rapal of Newark,
this
Delaware.
This man is beat down. Let's
he
call
is.
Him.
What he needs is a little Christmas spirit, Oscar.
It's probably really stressful on parents this time of year, right?
Not so much now. What was tough is when my kids were like 8 and 6.
Yeah.
Leave a message. I'll get right back to you.
Let's leave a message.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Chad! It's Rob from the Mike O'Mara Show. We read your letter about how sucky your kids are, but guess what? I bet your kids aren't so sucky that they wouldn't answer their phone.
Oh,
who sucks now?
Who's the LVP today?
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Chad. No fruitcake for you.
Ciao, ciao.
All right, thank you.
Moving on.
All right, this one comes from...
This is why we blow them out on a Friday.
Hey, Los Angeles. I like this. When we get a letter from Los Angeles. Mike, Rob, and Oscar, please send the Los Angeles Watsons a family fruitcake this year. Not so much for me. Oh, this is another one.
This is a double fruitcake winner if this works.
No, because we just have the one. Remember, because we can't roll it
over. Damn it.
This is not so much for me, but for my redheaded Amazon box wife, Aunt Nancy. I don't know if she's saying that's where she shops or if she has the characteristics
of
an Amazonian person. She is tirelessly dedicated social worker and the mother of a 4-year-old daughter, so hopelessly unfocused and hyper that I'm convinced after some early skepticism that it is actually my own child. Okay. Considering the modest crock pot and yoga mat my wife requested... Crockpot is great. This would easily be the most exciting and decadent gift under the tree. She has put up with a lot being married to me for 14 years and has involuntarily listened to a lot of TMOS for the last several of them. A delicious booze-laden fruitcake from Rob would hopefully get me a few more. It might even butter her up to the idea of getting me the bonus show in 2017 or maybe a kitten. Hopefully both. Yours and baby Christmas Christ, Spencer Watson Jr., Los Angeles. All right?
All right.
Let's see how we do now. It's early in Los Angeles.
La La Land, 6:30.
7:30. But I got a good feeling about
same,
this
guy. Same drama, right? It's early.
Early.
He's probably waking up. Don't feel too bad for him. It's not the polar vortex over there.
No, and his kid doesn't hate him, and he doesn't hate his kid.
Yes.
So this is a different mood. Mood has changed.
There's an echo in the echo chamber.
Come on, Spencer. Don't let us down. Spencer Watson Jr., you know.
Maybe they knew Mike had a travel day.
You know, his father, Spencer Watson Sr., also great.
Owner of Spencer Gifts.
That's the guy.
Right?
Yeah. Do it.
Hello, you've reached Spencer. I am unavailable right now, but I will call you back as soon as possible. Please do leave a message. Thank you.
Spencer. Oscar from the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob Spiewax here.
Hey, Spence.
Look, man, I know that Mike's not here because he had a travel day, because for some reason he needs to take a day when he travels. But we really expected you to be here.
Yeah.
Did you think we wouldn't call?
Really, all we needed you to do was literally phone it in.
Yes. Phone it in.
You blew it.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Okay.
That went well.
What are we...
up to Washington State. Bellingham, Washington.
Okay. Can we give this person to, or are you being stingy?
I have all fruitcakes accounted for. Don't put me in this position.
Yeah.
12 days of fruitcake.
So, I get it, but we just had 2 non-winners.
Yes, but this is the 12th fruitcake of the 12 days. We can't roll this one over because it's the last day.
So, but do you have 3 left or just
no,
one
No,
left?
Just one. This is the
so
last day.
So, just one of them could have won.
Exactly. We're going down the tree.
Now, what if this doesn't happen?
We'll have a promo and we'll talk. Because I expected to have won by now.
This is a well-oiled machine.
Well, no, 3 is a pretty good plan. And this one reads,
if we miss 3, it's pretty sad.
Hey, guys. I feel that I am well-deserving of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake because I have demonstrated a mastery of brevity. Happy holidays, Tom Campbell. So it's a short letter. He likes being brief.
Arch Campbell's brother.
But what I like is he had a pronunciation guide for the word Tom.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so we're saying Tom correctly. So all we're right, calling
big
Tom
money, big money, big
in
money, big
Bellingham,
money, big
Washington, 7:30 there.
Big money, big money, big money, big money.
Don't let me down, Tom.
Come on.
Big be money, a big good money, Tom. Big money, big
money. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
Chanting is helping, I think.
Come on.
Come on, Tom.
Tom, 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 Tom.
Hey, this is Tom with Team Nova Nordisk. Please leave a message. I'll be back in touch with you as soon as possible.
Son of a
Ooh.
Bitch. All right, the last winner gets 2.
Christmas is canceled!
Way to go. Has my mom texted you, Tom?
Tom!
Tom!
Yeah, thanks, jerk.
Look, man, thank you for listening to the show, but really, you are our last hope.
Yeah.
You were Rogue One.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You're Rogue One, and I gotta tell you that the Force didn't awaken. We had a fruitcake for you.
We did.
It just didn't work out because you didn't leave a message. You didn't put on your voicemail like everyone else did. And, Rob, I blame you.
Well, no.
You picked 3 losing letters.
There is a little-known codicil in the fruitcake constitution. It's called the reverse rollover.
Oh, like a mortgage.
Exactly.
Yes.
This means our winner yesterday, Pony reminded me of this, yesterday's winner wins two fruitcakes.
No.
What do you mean?
No. No, no, no. You know who you sent the second one to?
Who?
The guy who said that he didn't have any cash for the holidays and he just wanted a fruitcake for his family.
So we'll give him the double
fruitcake.
Give
him the second one.
That's part of the reverse codicil.
Yes.
It is subheader A, the neediest guy.
No, that was the sweetest letter
we
had.
It was the sweetest letter.
And I figured that he should get a second one. And sir, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are, you will get a second one. And if you don't, you let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Because as we found out during the bonus show, that sometimes people get emails, they don't get the email forwarded to them.
That's right,
so,
Tony.
Again, who are we going to give that last one to?
The truck driver.
Yes.
And we'll spend it soon because there's only 9 days left.
9 days left to fill the stocking.
Palate cleanser.
Oh, we got 9 days more.
That cuts to the core.
It's getting late. It's getting late. You better hurry and finish your Christmas shopping. Only 9 days left.
I feel so strangely unfulfilled.
Right? It just was.
Well, the record was just shot.
Yeah.
Well, because we had hot chick after hot chick after hot chick, and then, like, we threw the party again, and no one showed up.
Exactly.
All we got was Mac.
Oh, God.
He's playing a video game in the corner.
It's going to happen, is we're going to mail that guy two fruitcakes.
It's a wild Friday, let me tell you.
And he's going to say, you only gave me a $20 bill.
Yeah. We got no winners. We've got Mac playing a video game in the corner, completely spitting in our faces.
Ho, ho,
happy
ho.
Holidays.
We'll be back after this with Oscar Rotzi. That'll fix everything.
Great.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Even though it's that kind of year, the kind of year you can't wait to say goodbye to, why not try to make the best of what's left of it? You can, with a delicious treat from Kraft that will tickle your taste buds as much as it adds to sights and sounds of this
marvelous
time.
Pause the promo. Pause the promo.
Hold on. Go to the phones. Go to the phones.
Hi, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
I am so sorry, guys. So very sorry.
So are we.
Is this have to do with anything in particular, or are you just generally an apologetic guy?
This is that. I'm going to be very brief on this. I'm sorry I messed up the fruitcake.
Okay, who is this? Identify.
So this is Tom.
Name
Tom
names.
Tom Campbell.
Arch Campbell's
okay,
brother.
Okay, if you can give me a valid reason why you didn't come to the phone.
Well, first off, Tom, you got to hold on for 2 seconds. What does the Constitution say about a call in?
Let me see.
It's been within the 5 minutes.
It's within 5 minutes?
Yes.
Codicil 5 says if he can give a valid reason, it's okay.
Now, realize you'll take the second fruitcake away from the truck driver that may need it
Tom. We might be able to still do it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. As long as you can squeeze
I got an amendment. Yeah, yes. Pony, don't talk. All right. What is your reason?
My rationale is it's early in the morning. And
we said that.
I was trying, and I had my phone on silent. I saw it was ringing, and I didn't get to it quick enough to get outside where it's now 20 degrees, and I'm standing in snow.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Bellingham, Washington.
Oh,
what is the current temperature?
It's about 20. We
and you're outside?
No, on this side. Yeah, in the snow.
Why didn't you prepare?
What you making? Fruitcake.
The judges say yes if he's outside in the snow.
Yay.
You douche.
No.
You don't. Look, if I was voting, if I was part of the panel, you wouldn't get it.
No, he gets a fruitcake, and the truck driver gets a second fruitcake.
Okay, so you made him whole.
Yes, it'll be fine. And as Oprah would say, you get a fruitcake, you get a fruitcake, you get a fruitcake, and also a warm Merry Christmas because you actually gave a final button on this bit. So thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, thank you, Oprah.
But what you have to do to show penance, you have to stay in the snow for 10 more minutes.
Yes.
I will. I'm staying here, and I better get off the phone because I'm going to start chattering. And then
okay, right. Thank you.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas
Tom.
Then.
Hey, guys.
All right,
bye.
Take care.
Bye. I'm an old softie.
Yeah, you are.
But you know what? He was really heartbroken.
He was. But I guess what I was going to say is the voicemail.
Yeah,
he could have had, exactly. He could have doubled down like a lot of people have.
He
right?
called back so quick, though. I bought his story.
Well,
I bought his
story. In the holiday spirit.
Yeah, so I am.
And you're making sure that our friend, the truck driver,
he'll be A-OK.
He's made whole.
Exactly.
All right, done and done.
That's right.
Done
and done. We remain a no-kill shelter. Let us go back and hear that wonderful promo that Pony made because it's funny.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Even though it's that kind of year, the kind of year you can't wait to say goodbye to, why not try to make the best of what's left of it? You can, with a delicious treat from Kraft that will tickle your taste buds as much as it adds to the sights and sounds of this marvelous Yuletide season. It's intern Dan O'Brien's grandmother's famous Flyin' O'Brien Better Cheddar Sweater Fritters. Another holiday recipe from Kraft.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
Do not miss the bonus show this week. There is some great inter-show interplay.
Oh, yeah.
And the Kraft recipe is...
huge scandal.
Pretty off the wall.
Scandal.
Scandalish. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show... brought to you by Blue Apron. Did you know that cooking together with your family builds strong bonds? It's true.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had Blue Apron in my house, and I love to cook with the kids. And the cool thing about it is with those pre-measured ingredients, it's like being on a cooking show. All the stuff is laid out for you. So research shows that Blue Apron families cook together nearly 3 times more often than other families. So you get that strong family time. That's why Blue Apron is the better way to cook. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients that make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. I tell you what, it is one of the greatest things to ever darken the Spiewak family door. We loved it. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you can't beat Blue Apron because it's simple logic. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make better food. It just makes sense. Now this month, sign up to Blue Apron and you could be enjoying roasted pork and braised cabbage with barley and glazed apples, Thai green coconut curry with sweet potato and jasmine rice, or amazing brown butter and chestnut gnocchi with Brussels sprouts and pea shoot salad. I should have said gnocchi. Sorry about that. And Blue Apron makes a great gift. So you have someone in your life that wants to eat better? Hook them up with the Blue Apron. Check out this week's menu and get 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so do not wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is the better way to cook. Now, without any further ado, here he is to hand out fruitcakes of knowledge with Oscar Rotzi. Here's Oscar Santana.
Nice. That was tame.
That was good.
Got the door open.
I thought it was solid.
Heat situation here in the studio.
That's a little...
things are a little dry.
It's a little hot in these rhinos.
That is, yeah. Fellas.
Yes.
Billy Bush is
back.
Hey,
everybody. I'm Billy Bush.
In action.
Yeah.
Hey, my climate control's perfect.
How much did he get paid out? It was alleged $2 to $10 million. Quite a range.
Wow.
From NBC.
Yeah.
Because he just, you know, to recall, and I'm sure nobody really... forgets. It was like last month. Billy Bush moved his entire family to New York City to be on the Today Show.
Right, because he had just struck that
deal. And then the Access Hollywood tape came out of Grabber by the You-Know-What.
Yes.
And he got canned, and it was a big to-do.
It was.
And now the election is over, and people really haven't seen Billy as of late.
Hey, I'm taking it easy, guys.
He got a payout, though, because he already had struck the deal with NBC.
So I'm guessing that he had a wise enough agent to build any sort of contingency plan.
Like if it's like a pay or play, right?
Sure,
it's
right.
A guaranteed contract.
Right.
Yesterday, he was spotted out for the very first time.
Hey, I'm out.
At Spago, according to TMZ. And it's not just that he's out. It looks
Spago,
like
New York or Spago, LA?
Spago, LA.
Because, yeah, there's not a... so
have you ever been to a Spago?
Yeah, Mike and I have eaten at Spago.
I've never even seen a Spago.
It is so expensive.
Like, I don't have any context.
It was like 20 years ago. And I was a baby, almost intern-aged, and we were in L.A. for something. And we went there, and he said Mike was – and the conversation might have gone like this. Hey, Mike, let's get some dinner. He said, yeah, let's go to Spago. Maybe we'll see Wolfgang Puck. And so two drunk guys wandered into Spago and had, you know, $40.
Was the food phenomenal?
It was good.
You remember it that well?
You know what? If the food was phenomenal, I would remember the food more than the prices.
Ah.
I remember small portions at big numbers. Like, yeah. I said, that's $40. Where's the rest of it?
Yeah, as long as it's not $100, yeah, you won't care.
That's right. My waiter said, you gave me a 20. You gave me a 20.
You gave me a 20, sir.
But yeah, so he went to Spago. So he's not sweating it. He's just living the life.
Well, also, it's nice to see him out and about. Look, if we, from a broadcaster standpoint, especially if you're doing that fluff Access Hollywood,
yeah.
You know, whichever side you sit on, we're always going
to
take the broadcaster side.
Yeah.
Because you have to make your guest comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did he cross a few lines? Who knows? The reality is that, you know, this is all finally, it has seemed to blow over.
Good for him. And right? I think at very worst, all you can say is that he was guilty by being compliant. He didn't, you know, say, hey. He didn't shut him down. He just let it roll. And you know what? He was a host of a show. It's hard to get really mad at him for that. And I hope he tipped well.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Reality TV, what does it do for relationships?
Of the viewer or the people that are on the show?
People that are on the show.
It strengthens them. Every time.
I would say it is probably a relationship nuclear bomb.
Right?
Yeah.
It's and I the only couple that I know that hasn't broken up yet from having some sort of reality show that's based on their relationship.
Robin Amba?
No.
Okay.
Is Maria Menounos and her husband, because they had that Chasing Maria show.
Oh, where, that's right. Yes, okay, yeah.
For a few seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I mentioned the show Flip or Flop earlier in the week.
Yes, you did.
And if you don't know, you're probably better off. But it's a home improvement show with this like good-looking couple. And
that are so in love.
And this is the type of hit show that they play all day Sunday, back to back to back to back to back to, because it's so popular on HGTV.
And they also count on people waking up too hungover to change the channel. And they binge watch, and all of a sudden you're addicted to Flip and or Flop.
Not 4 days later, after I'm talking about Flip or Flop.
I thought of you when I read this.
The story breaks that apparently the couple is breaking up,
yes,
after some sort of domestic incident where there was no violence, but there were a lot of firearms and a police chase ensued.
So, no, I'm guessing it wasn't a flip then.
No one was charged.
Right.
But she had filed for divorce.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is where Hollywood takes me down, like, the money train of like, what is really pushing this couple?
Mm-hmm.
Because ideally, you would think, okay, your marriage is breaking up. Are you going to continue doing this show where you're portraying this couple that loves each other and is working hard to make a living for your children? Or do you move on with your life because clearly you're not happy in this relationship and you have to take a break?
Oh, but they love the fame. They love the fame. I'd say they probably love the fame more than the money.
Tariq and Christina from Flip or Flop.
First of all, Tariq, really?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Tariq.
Okay.
Same thing. Tariq and Christina want to continue shooting their show despite their breakup. And HGTV will continue shooting their show.
Until they shoot each other.
Now, but think about this. How is that going to be possible?
It's the Gosselin thing. Remember Mary Kate or John and Kate plus eight?
Yes.
They'll just keep going. If there's juice in the orange, they're going to keep squeezing it. And you know what? Now it's going to become a third of it at least is going to be the fact that they hate each other.
Well, that'll be great, though.
And it might be good.
Yeah, but these shows, guys, are so vanilla that you're just rooting for this couple to make as much money as they can for the flip of the house.
Until now. Until you see her choking him out. One more.
Look, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention a broadcaster, Craig Sager.
Yeah, I'll have some of him in the vault.
Thank
but
you.
I'm glad you
Dead
brought it up.
Dead at 65 after a cancer battle. I know that one of the biggest initiatives that this, regardless of your politics, for this current administration, they have a moonshot bill that just got approved,
right,
to find a cure for cancer. Right,
amen, brother.
And the dollars hopefully will do what they're supposed to do. And when you see stories like this, whether you're a celebrity or not, we've all been touched by it, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's just too soon, too early. And again, safe home.
Safe
Craig
home.
Sager.
You know what? Not many people in that angle of the business that when they pass, they get so many kind words right away. And it speaks very, very highly of him. So safe home, Craig Sager. We will take a break, come back with the final audio vault of the week. And this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to like to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together.
Rob Spiewak!
Lots of great Christmas music tomorrow. Check it out. And you can also grab past episodes at robradio.com if you miss it. All right, cool. This portion, the audio vault, brought to you by Texture. Mike is traveling today, which means he's going to be in a couple airports. He's going to spend a lot of time on airplanes. And you can't bring a stack of magazines with you.
Stacks.
These are too big for my carry-on.
They're not practical.
No, you can't do it. So what do? Texture. Texture has totally reimagined magazines. It's a new app that gives you unlimited access to all the best magazines, over 200 of them, right on your tablet or smartphone. And Texture is searchable, so you can mark what you like, check out back issues, view bonus video content. No video in a magazine. It's a piece of paper. You can watch this on your smartphone. Texture even curates articles and magazines just for you. And Texture is normally $9.99 a month, which is a great deal. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Why on earth would you subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you can have all of the best ones on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less? And since it's entirely digital, it's environmentally friendly, and you won't have stacks of magazines tripping all over your house. It's the best. Plus, you can share Texture with your whole family. It's the best way to do magazines. I don't know why anyone would go any other way. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a free 14-day trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free. And all you got to do is go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for less. Texture.com/TMOS.
Lifesaver.
Oh, it's the best. So cool. And you know what's great is people will say, did you see the article in? And you just go, not yet. And then boop, boop, boop. Yeah. And you got it.
Or so you saw it because you read it.
Yeah, I did see it. I already seen it in my carrot on bag. This is, we mentioned Craig Sager. And I Mike will say, you're marrying yourself to the death here. But I did have a chance to actually meet him at one of Rudy Marski's parties.
Oh, wow.
He was Atlanta-based. And when Rudy had this big Super Bowl party, and Craig was actually, this is probably 10 or 12 years ago, he was the guy in the ridiculous loud suit in the hotel lobby that was coordinating the bus back and forth to Rudy's house. And I got a chance to talk to him. He was so incredibly nice and just what you'd want him to be.
That's
so
cool.
And another reason that this one hits me is the cancer that got him was leukemia. Aww. And that's what my son survived. Yeah. So this is a tough one. And this is this year's ESPY Awards. He received the Jimmy V Award, the Jimmy Valvano Award. Mm-hmm. And he said something here that I think is really cool. And it also involves his favorite expression, his famous credo that got him through his treatments.
When doctors tell you, you have 3 weeks to live, do you try to live a lifetime of moments in 3 weeks? Or do you say, the hell with 3 weeks? Time is something that cannot be bought. It cannot be wagered with God, and it is not in endless supply. Time is simply how you live your life.
Time is how you live your life.
So true.
Very true.
I had a colleague tell me that time is the only commodity we don't have and we can't make more of.
It is. And you know what? As you get older, you become really aware of it.
And you can't trade.
Shaquille O'Neal said that whenever yet. Shaquille O'Neal said that whenever he played in Atlanta, Craig Sager knew a guy that sold shoes for the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And he would come to the locker room with 23, 24 pairs of shoes for Shaq to look
really?
At and let him shop and then do it. He never asked him, didn't make any money on it, just being a good guy. Just
what?
Helping Shaq out. Yeah. Can you imagine pulling up to like some huge sports arena? You say, you got your show prep, you got everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And 24 pairs of size 18 shoes.
Oh, my God.
But that's the kind of guy Craig Sager
that's
was.
Awesome.
Pretty cool. Last night was the iHeart Radio Jingle Ball.
Jingle Ball.
And I know every city has a Jingle Ball.
Jingle Ball. And if you're in D.C., it's on Monday night because the same tour goes to every city and they do the big one in New York.
New York City. And America's Got Talent winner Grace Vanderwaal. Do you remember her? She's
yes.
a 12-year-old with the ukulele.
I do.
This is really sweet because she's just 12 and she's on stage playing her song and she gets so caught up in the fact that the audience is singing along mm-hmm. that it almost messes her up. I love the fact that she is such a polished performer, but for a brief moment, she's a 12-year-old again. Isn't that great?
That is so honest and
I love
so
it.
Cool.
You don't see performers being themselves.
No, because you see Justin Bieber being awesome all yeah. the time when yeah. he's a kid, right? You see these kids just being so polished.
Yeah, she's great.
Why'd I say Justin Bieber? Take it all back.
You're a big fan. This was trending on Facebook yesterday.
Bieber fever.
Perfect all the time.
Yes, he's
no, a kid. No, I mean, he was a kid. Like, he'd come out and be like, when is this kid going to do something? Oh, never mind.
Can't save it.
Black hole.
Throw that omelet in the trash. You cannot save burnt eggs. Okay. This was trending on Facebook. Not on Facebook. This was trending on YouTube yesterday. It was called Hamildolf. And is if they reimagine Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as the musical Hamilton.
Oh, wow.
And I like this.
How does a young buck reindeer, one who was constantly mocked and dropped in the middle of a forgotten island full of misfit toys where nobody could tell you what his name is, grow up to be the one who's the most famous?
The same reindeer who led Santa through the fog and wind, globe-trotting by not letting fear stop him.
The lyrics are good, but he sounds like the, is it Lynn, what's his name? Manuel Lynn?
Miguel?
Miranda.
Guy,
Miranda, that's him.
Yes. Yes. Miranda Lambert. That's
Justin Bieber. Anyway, you can see the whole thing on YouTube. It's pretty great. It's called Hamildolf. And let us close
that's
with
cool.
this. I think we need to do a taste test on Monday. I was going to actually do this today,
ooh.
But I want Mike to be on board for this. Starbucks has a brand new product just for the holidays.
Starbucks has just started offering a seasonal fruitcake frappuccino.
Yeah. Ooh.
Fruitcake frappuccino. Ooh. Starbucks said they're trying to reach a new target market called no one.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great
yes!
Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank
that's
you.
It. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again on Monday for more fun and more thrills. Mike will be back, and we'll hear all about his trip and whether or not he wore that sweater to the Boston Pops
Bill
concert.
Cast.
Can't wait. MikeO'MaraShow.com. Check it out. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, we're doing it on Wednesday next week, so get them in early. Send it to me, Rob, with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Oscar Santana and Matt Ponyboy Bloom and Mike O'Mara, this is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Ta-ta. This episode of The Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.